Hello, everyone, and welcome to Little Things with Lindsay Ann. It's been a while, but you know that seems to be the start of a lot of my podcast episodes. But here we are. My tatai, or grandfather in English, passed away very recently. It's the first death in which the person who passed was close to me. I gave a speech during his viewing, but I wasn't exactly able to say everything I had wanted to say. How can one speak of a person's years or lifetime and legacy in the span of a couple minutes? I know that even this won't be able to get close, but it'll be what I had wished I had said. Things that I don't want to be forgotten, My tatai raised me when I had to stay in the Philippines the first 3 years of my life, when my parents worked in the U.S. because they couldn't get my visa approved soon enough. He, along with his wife, my Lola, and other family there, took care of me. When I was looking back at all of our photo albums to find pictures of him for the slideshow we played at his service, a lot of the pictures that we had together during those first few years, he was almost always carrying me. He carried me back when I was young, when I was a young child, and as I grew older, he carried a lot of the conversations that we had. My tatai is a storyteller. In all my years of knowing him, he would never fail to tell me stories of how I was when I was younger and living in the Philippines with them. He would tell me that I'd always say, "Ekon, Ekon," and then I'd cry. And he then explained that I was asking for him to turn on the aircon because it would get so hot in the Philippines. He rarely ever called me Lindsay. My nickname in the Philippines is AA. And that's what he would call me every time he was here or every time I'd call them while they were there. He'd tell me stories of him when he was younger and how life was for him and how it differed from life today. He explained a lot of the Filipino culture to me. I had so many questions about life that sometimes my parents didn't want to answer, but he never failed to give me an answer. He taught me what courting looked like in the Philippines, and I'd ask him how he knew my grandma was the one for him. And I don't exactly remember the answer, but I remember him telling me he had once liked a different girl before her, and then she farted, and he no longer was interested. He taught me how to play Pekwa, this Filipino cards game, and we used to do it almost every night when I was younger. Only when my parents or my grandma would tell me to stop would we then finish the game. At some point, he also taught my cousins, and all of us would get competitive and play together. Looking back now, he was always so involved in my life, in the life of my family. My grandfather wasn't perfect, but he showed up when it counted, and I'll always remember those good memories. He once told me about three things I needed to be successful, and they were sikap, sipag, at chiga. So sipag is like being hardworking in your tasks. Chiga is to persevere in what you had set up for yourself, and sikap was effort in being diligent. And these are my loose translations of them. God, you know, how I wished I had written them down, what each one meant to him. Because he had told me, but of course, like, it's all a blur now. He is one of the big reasons for why I'm proud to be a Filipino. And while he told me these things to succeed, I don't think it mattered as much as my happiness. He always would tell me that he wanted me to be happy whenever we were talking. You know, in the room, he would just say, like, gusto kong maging masaya ka, you know? Or like whenever I'd hang out with my cousins, he'd be like, oh, were you masaya? And then that, you know, like, always just checking in and if I was happy. I don't think there was anything more important than for me to be happy with my life and find the joy in it. He was, is, and always will be here for me. When I'd get sick, he'd blow on he'd blow on like a cup of water and then he'd pray over it. And I don't know if it worked, but I'll never forget it. You know, he was there for nearly every graduation in my life, and I'm glad he got to see me graduate from my recent master's program. He was one of my people, he understood me in a way that a lot of my family didn't understand me. To be honest, I feel like he was always on my side. Whenever there were like arguments, he was always on my side. His death has left such a big impact on me and my family. But I know at the end of the day, he lived a fulfilling life. He was loved by so many, and he gave and loved even more. And I saw him the day that he passed, and while I wasn't able to talk to him, he looked so peaceful napping. I think the last conversation I had with him was before his surgery, and I asked him if he was scared to die, because I was scared of what would happen. But he told me he wasn't scared at all. He said he'd be okay. And he made it out of that surgery for a little longer, when the funeral finally happened. The viewing his body was so surreal. But he did look like he was at peace, like he was finally able to rest. The priest at his service said, he's not dead. He's alive, more alive than ever. And I think that priest was right. Because he's never going to be forgotten, because those of us who are here will keep his memory alive. He's made such an impact in my life. And I know that talking about him now, it's like he's still here with me. And if the time comes and I have children, or I adopt children, best believe they're going to learn how to play Pekwa. And I'm sure he'll be watching and smiling from wherever he is. And yeah, I'd like to dedicate this podcast episode to my grandfather, Mateo Mendoza Closa. I love you so much. And that is the end of our episode. Thank you for coming back. If you have listened to me before, or if you're new, thank you for listening in. So goodbye.